This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government delays plans to purchase land at the Drax Hall plantation. A senior consultant says there are not enough contractors for the Scotland District Road Rehabilitation Project. The Agriculture Minister says there's no plan to remove vendors at Cheapside Market, and the US Senate passes $95 billion US dollar aid bill for Ukraine. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Plans to acquire 50 acres of land at Draxall Plantation for housing have been put on hold to allow public consultation and for government to arrive at a better deal with the owner, Richard Drax. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley made the announcement last night, days after media reports from the UK revealed that the British Member of Parliament was in line to receive a multi-million pound payout on the plantation. The move drew much criticism from Barbadians at home and abroad.
Drax Hall is one of those few ones that we can actually trace the chain of custody back to the 17th century. And to that extent, the government has expressed itself as wanting to be able to find a settlement that would be just for the people of St. George and the people of Barbados. Given the conversation, I believe that it is appropriate for us to pause the acquisition to allow for greater conversation to take place, and also for us to be able to see where we are in terms of being able to get some kind of reasonable settlement with Mr. Drax, recognizing that in our conversations, without prejudice to anything else, he is aware that the government of Barbados feels strongly about this and will pursue these matters.
Ms. Motley insists the issue of reparations must be pursued in their negotiations.
We believe that there is a justifiable case for us to continue to mount. We, in fact, met with Mr. Drax some time ago. I am not happy with the pace at which these discussions have continued, but believe you me, we will, as we are required to do, pause and to listen to Bajans to understand what is really at stake here, recognizing that we do not cut off our nose to spite our face. And what do I mean by that? That we should not deny ordinary Barbadians who are in need of housing the opportunity to have housing. But at the same time, that we pursue with greater alacrity the issue of reparations with respect to Mr. Drax, and with respect to any others with whom there is a case and a chain of custody that we can justify.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. A consultant to the government on the Scotland District Road Rehabilitation Project says there's a shortage of contractors to construct the multi-million dollar network of roads in the area. It was among the concerns raised by project manager of Design Collaborative George Holder, who's working in association with Professional Engineering Services Limited on behalf of the Ministry of Transport and Works on the Scotland District. His comments came during the St. Joseph's Peaks town hall meeting last night.
In terms of construction, we are faced with a shortage, I wouldn't believe it, but a shortage of contractors. And when I say short of contractors, I mean contractors who are capable of carrying the works as designed in the Scotland District. The complainant, the main contractor, they have not been able to establish their compound yet. They have not been able to bring in their workers yet. So you're doing the works at the moment with COAM's construction infra, and there are two other contractors who will come on stream shortly. So you'll have four subcontractors working with complainant until they are able to get their team up and running. And as you know, there are roadworks going all over Barbados, Milne Pave, other CAF roads, and there aren't enough people to go around, workmen to go around.
Project manager of Design Collaborative, George Holder. Minister of Agriculture Indar Wear says his office has given no directive to remove vendors in the Fontebel Cheapside area for Cricket World Cup. He stated this after opposition leader Ralph Thorne questioned government on a media report about plans to relocate the vendors. This was during the debate on the ICC Cricket World Cup West Indies bill in Parliament yesterday.
We are not happy that the government may have stated proposals for the removal of vendors along that Fontebel Cheapside corridor during this festival. And I'm going to call it a festival of cricket. And the learned Attorney General will have a chance even now to clarify whether that is so or not, but it was ventilated in the media that some vendors would be removed, and I'm using the word removed. I'm not sure if the government said relocated, but that they would be removed.
In his response to the opposition leader, Mr. Weir made it clear that no decision was ever taken to have the vendors removed.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition needs to bring absolute clarity to this accusation he's making, or as he shall refrain from bringing what is nothing more than public gossip into this Honourable Chamber. My ministry has given no instructions for the removal of vendors from Cheapside, and therefore, once that has not been an official decision by my ministry, a decision that has been taken by the Cabinet, I beg to ask the Honourable Leader of the Opposition to remove those comments from the records, because he is misleading the entire country. No such decision has been taken.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indar Weir. Barbados has filed a case in the Inter-American Court of Human Rights seeking compensation for states that are affected by climate change despite not being responsible for it. The Director General of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Donna Ford, emphasized that urgent action is needed to prevent the significant impact of climate change on the environment and livelihood of Barbadians. She made the statement while addressing the 166th regular session of the Inter-American Court of Human Rights public hearing of the Advisory Opinion on Climate Emergency and Human Rights that is being held in Barbados.
Because of climate change, Barbados's beautiful beaches are at severe risk of being submerged. Barbados's good food and infrastructure. Barbadians suffered over $35 million in damage. And we and our neighbors across the Caribbean islands have been warned to expect more frequent extreme weather events because of climate change. Human-made climate change adversely affects all states, all peoples, and all ecologies worldwide. But states which lack physical resources and fiscal space to manage the impacts of climate change are the most vulnerable to its harmful effects. Ironically, those worst affected states are not the ones that cause climate change.
Ms. Ford called for urgent intervention from the court as she explained that climate change poses a huge threat to Barbados.
Barbados is one of those states that did not cause climate change. Yet Barbados is predicted to be in the future one of the worst affected. And critically, Barbados lacks the physical and fiscal space to manage effectively the impacts of climate change. Barbadians, like many millions of other people in the Americas and beyond, are looking to the court to identify the applicable international legal norms relevant to climate change that are binding on Organization of American States member states under the convention. Barbados is confident that the court will act in accordance with law and justice. Please do so quickly, because we cannot wait.
Director General of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Donna Ford. The Barbados Association of Masqueraders is hoping that all Grand Kadumet bands can receive some form of sponsorship as some face challenges getting support. President Jason Thompson has raised concern that some businesses have not been responding to sponsorship requests, which he describes as disrespectful.
The first thing is the conversation. You can't just dismiss an entity without even having a conversation with them. You don't know what they're offering, what they're bringing to the table. They still have to carry the products, as I said, regardless. So we don't want an attitude where persons are disregarding entities and making them feel as though they're adding nothing to the festival, because we can get to a situation where persons start to import their materials. Because if you are not working with the bands, you don't want it to be a situation where band leaders are finding ways to get their products from the outside, because that is when I'm sure the companies, local companies, will feel the strangle.
President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Jason Thompson. And finally, the U.S. Senate overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill in a 79-18 vote last night, putting an end to months-long political stalemate in Congress over funding for Ukraine that has also ensnared billions for Israel and Taiwan. Senators rushed to approve the supplemental funding legislation after it was approved by the House on Saturday, cutting short a planned recess this week. The bill now moves to President Joe Biden, who told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during a Monday phone call that he would sign the legislation into law and, quote, quickly provide significant new security assistance packages to meet the Ukraine's urgent battlefield and air defense needs, end quote. Recapping the headlines. Government delays plans to purchase land at the Drax Hall plantation. A senior consultant says there are not enough contractors for the Scotland District Road Rehabilitation Project. The Agriculture Minister says there are no plans to remove vendors at Cheapside Market. And the U.S. Senate passes a $95 billion U.S. dollar aid bill for the Ukraine. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.